Good morning. We gather here today on this day, April the 25th, the first day of the landings of Gallipoli in 1915, at the start of a military campaign there planned to shorten World War I. We gather here today to remember especially the troops of the Australian and New Zealand Corps, the ANZACs. For these young nations, losses at Gallipoli were very heavy. At Gallipoli, Australia lost 8,700 troops and New Zealand 2,700 troops. ANZAC troops went on to fight in other areas, theatres of World War I, and since then they have continued to be part of the struggles in Southwest Asia, Southeast Asia, and they have worked as advisors and peacekeepers all over the world. Their qualities have served as an inspiration to many. Endurance, courage, good humour, and mateship. Weymouth is proud to be part of the story of the ANZACs of World War I. Over 100 years ago, the first ANZAC soldiers evacuated from Gallipoli arrived at Burdens Military Hospital, now the Prince Regent Hotel behind us, to recover from their physical and mental scars. They were the first of nearly 120,000 ANZACs to pass through Weymouth until 1919. Sadly, 90 ANZACs died in Weymouth and are buried in war graves in cemeteries around the town. Today, we call out the names of two of their soldiers to represent those who rest here, far away from home. We call out 1608 Private Ralph Henshaw, 12th Battalion Australian Infantry, who died in March 1916, aged 20, and now rests in Weymouth Cemetery. We call out 16567 Private Harpy Christie, New Zealand Maori contingent, who died in February 1916, aged 25, and now rests in Malcolm Regis Cemetery. We are here to remember their sacrifice and that of all the ANZACs who came to Weymouth. Many people have been involved in the creation of this memorial around which we are gathered, and all the memorials that we see on the seafront and elsewhere in Weymouth. We are grateful to them all, and remember by name one of them, Derek Julian, who died last year. He was a Korean veteran, and his father was an ANZAC who fought in France in World War I. No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends, says the Lord, if you do what I command you. And our prayer from the Australian Prayer Book for ANZAC Day, being celebrated, commemorated in so many different parts of the world today. O God, our ruler and guide, in whose hands are the destinies of this and every nation, we give you thanks for the freedoms we enjoy in this land and for those who laid down their lives to defend them. We pray that we and all the people of Australia and New Zealand, gratefully remembering their courage and their sacrifice, may have grace to live in a spirit of justice, of generosity, and of peace. We ask this prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now begin our wreath laying ceremony.
And the mayor moves in to place a wreath on behalf of Weymouth Council.
They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
Stand bearers, up! Hurry, stand it!
Entrance, help!
Sons of the Empire, they came from afar in the cause of freedom, these sons from overseas, from lands far flung, those so young, they came in our hour of need. They did not ask that a certainty be given, but came through loyalty driven. Dominion and Commonwealth side by side, along with us they fought and died. But through all those that survived, returned to their lands, heads held high, we thank them for their unrelenting aid. Those sons of the Empire, those sons so brave.
So let us pray. We remember with thanksgiving those who made the supreme sacrifice for us in time of war. We pray that the offering of their lives may not have been in vain. Today we dedicate ourselves to the cause of justice, freedom, and peace, and for the wisdom and strength to build a better world. And we join all those prayers which we have in our hearts together as we say the words that our Saviour taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The national anthems will now be played. Listen to God's blessing upon you. Go into the world in peace. Be brave. Keep hold of what is good. Never pay back wrong for wrong. Encourage the faint-hearted. Support the weak and distressed. Give due honor to everyone. Be always joyful and give thanks whatever happens. For this is what God wills for you. Amen.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you today and with all those you love. Now and forever. Amen. Amen.